Thank you, John Mahan. Good afternoon
to
you.
Thank you, Josh, and good afternoon, too.
Hey, we got a busy show today. It's 2:07. We're going to start off the afternoon show because we have a couple guests in the studio today from the Tiny House Build. There's designer, blogger, author, and YouTube host Derek Deke Diedrichsen. Hello, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. We have you in studio today. Also joined with you, we have Ann Montero. Hello, Ann. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Now, today's afternoon show, we're starting off with you, Derek Diedrichsen. You're here today. We have also a designer and host of of the Tiny House Build. There's a great show as well. We have you in today. You're a resident of Boston, Mass.
Yes. Pack the car and the habit. Yeah.
So we have you here. And also, you're from Connecticut, though. Your hometown is?
Madison. I grew up in Madison, Connecticut. My brother as well, who's done work on the show. He's from Madison. Obviously, we grew up together.
Yeah. You know. So you're here today. And you have a ton of work that has been featured. You have your work that's been featured on the New York Times. Also, the UK Daily News. What is it like to have your work recognized like that?
Well, the New York Times thing was a little while ago. And that was kind of a surprise because I had just not started blogging. But at that time, I had a book out called Humble Homes, Simple Shacks, independently, and I mean out of my basement,
yes,
hand assembled and published. Now it has a real publisher.
Which you can purchase on Amazon.com.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Cha-ching. Yeah, right. There's two pennies. So anyways, this person contacted me out of the blue because I had an NPR feature, and it kind of snowballed to a New York Times thing. I thought it was my brother messing with me. Like, you know, my name's Joyce Wadler from the New York Times, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever, Dustin, good one. I was about to hang up. They're like, no, it's, you know, I'm really from the New York Times. And they came out, this woman, and ghosted me for an entire day, just like followed me and took notes and everything I did, my backyard building, designing. And it was a three full pages in the New York Times, the lead of the home and garden section, which became crazy for traffic, sales, and it led to a bunch of treehouse jobs and all things like that. So it was a little surreal.
So how did you get started? How did all this, like, what made you say, this is what I want to do?
I always was, you know, I grew up, both my parents were school teachers, didn't make, you know, big bucks, and I always was in the backyard, you know, cobbling together forts out of, you know, stuff thrown out at construction sites and, you know, picking and unbending nails and building tree houses illegally on property we didn't own, down trails adults couldn't follow us down. And I just always enjoyed doing it. I later went to school in Boston, couldn't really do it for a while there, then got back into it. Just, I don't know, I've always had that DIY aesthetic. My father was a woodworking teacher. And, you know, if you don't come from a ton of money, surprisingly, yes, we were from Madison, which is known for money, but we weren't really rolling in it. But when you don't have much money, you're forced to get rather creative when you approach projects, or you just fix everything instead of buying new because, like, I don't have the money to go buy this and that. I'll learn how to fix it. So it's kind of started with that. And fast forward, God knows how many years later, I just, you know, it's a pursuit or a job where I don't have to grow up. You know, I'm in my backyard drinking beer, listening to heavy metal and building things. So, and that's my living.
And so, you also get to choose your building crew as well.
Yeah. I got to put, a lot of times, honestly, I build myself. These are like client jobs, or I bring my brother in. That's usually the 50% if. The other guys are when the jobs get bigger. Like my buddy Shippy, Creature. Those aren't made-up names for the TV show. Those are their nicknames.
Creature,
yeah. He kind of looks like he'd be one of the minor characters in Sons of Anarchy. I mean, he's got like tattoos all over, piercings, dreadlocks, you know. A guy, if you walked down an alleyway and he confronted you, you might need a change of underwear. These guys are friends of mine. They're all musicians too. It's funny, like the whole TV show or the cast was pretty much a band. And those guys, once in a while, I will hire them to help me, you know, do some of the jobs that tend to be a little bit more than I can handle myself physically too.
So the big question that we have for you today is, you know, obviously you're a show host, but what brings you to Putnam, Connecticut? What brings you to the quiet corner?
You know, this is such a random story. I've been to Putnam a long time in the past, a few times. I was passing through because it was a halfway point between Madison and where I lived to sell and drop off some artwork. I sold about 8 pieces of artwork to this woman. We met in Putnam, and I knew Putnam because at the time I played playing a Rage Against the Machine tribute band. We played at Rick's Cafe, and now it's something else.
Okay.
Multiple times. So I'm like, oh, there's this place, Rick's Cafe. I know where it is. Let's meet there. On the way back, I'm driving through town. I'm like, wow, this town is so much nicer than it used to be. There's antique shops. There's like an art scene here. There's all those cool little bikes decorated that are tethered to poles. I'm like, this town is like in the midst of a revitalization. Then I drive by and see this place called the Empty Spaces Project. And I took note of it, took a few photos. I'm like, this is what I've been wanting to do in my town, which is pretty hurting. A lot of empty storefronts, just, you know, crime on the rise. Mm. Not a great scene, the old downtown. So I saw that, and I said to Ann, I said, it was a re-inspiration, a kick in the butt for me to get my own thing going in Stoughton, Massachusetts, where I live, where recently I just rented a storefront that was abandoned. And I emailed Paul Toussaint and started talking with him. We had a running dialogue, like, here's my idea, here's my pitch. And both Ann and Paul were great. And together we put together this kind of swap agreement. You let me use your art gallery to do a build and a workshop. I'll build you something, you know, design it, pay for it, blah, 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 that you guys can keep, auction off, or do whatever you want with it. And it will also serve as a display piece for the gallery. The thing, it's going to be funky. It's going to light up. It's going to, you know, make coffee, scratch your back. Not really. But it's, yeah, it's going to be pretty wild. So, yeah, just talking to Paul Toussaint and Anne, I just, I don't know, this came to be. It was so completely random.
Yeah, so it's been a great influence on what your plan is for your for up in Mass then.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it certainly has. Yeah, because, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I kept thinking about it, like, yeah, I'll do that someday. I'll wait till the right time or right space comes. And it seriously, when I saw the Empty Spaces project, it was a kick in the butt, like, hey, these guys are doing it, and it looks fantastic. And Putnam's doing a ton of things as I look around. I'm like, it's a model, I think, for other towns. They should take notes. And there's a couple of the towns kind of doing that stuff, like North Adams, Mass. Has tried. And but Putnam's such a cool little quaint town that has a lot to offer. And most people haven't heard of it. Like, Putnam, Connecticut, where the heck is that? Every time I come here, I find something new that's just incredibly awesome. Like right next door to you guys, all that mid-century modern furniture and the antiques. I'm like, right after this interview, I'm going right over there to check out what that guy has. There's some really cool hidden gems in this town. It's, and for such a small town, what, like 9,000 people, 10,000 maybe? It's pretty impressive what the town has to offer. So. Yeah.
We also have Ann Montero in here today as well from Empty Spaces. How's it going, Ann? How are you?
Good, Josh. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, you're, of course, what's your position over there at Empty Spaces?
Well, we just got our 501c3, so we are now officially an alternative art gallery, which allows us to bring in things like Derek's project. And we're so excited about Derek's project because we have so many possibilities for what to do with the tiny studio art cabin that's being built. Lots of ideas, and we just, until we see it, we aren't going to know what we're going to be able to go on and do with it.
And now there's a new theme every month. It's the first Friday of every month. There's a new theme. So what's the theme coming ahead for this month?
Right now it's the century of art for the whole 6 months, and the first month is the 1900s. There's going to be live music with the Extraordinary Rendition Band, and that dollar's gone. There's going to be all kinds of art exhibits in all five different art galleries in town, and there'll be outdoor art vendors and lots of great food. So it should be a good time. Yeah.
You guys have five galleries in town here?
Yes.
I'm moving here. That's so cool.
I was on the website earlier, the tinyhouseblog.com, and I was looking at some of the galleries and some of the houses that have been built, the tiny houses.
Yeah.
And just some of them are just remarkable. But what is the challenge with putting, you know, the other tiny houses that you made in the one that plans on going in the gallery? What is going
to
be the challenge?
Well, this is much more difficult because we have to get it out of there at some point.
Yeah,
so it has to be like
a good question.
It's panelized or prefabricated, and I have it drawn out about seven different ways, and it's like, oh god, like, is this gonna work? And I email Ann back and forth. I'm like, how tall are your doors? Because, you know, I could turn these panels on their side, we could get them out in the main street later. And it's very different than, and much more time consuming than building something where it's going to stay there, like on a concrete pad or, you know, a foundation out in the woods or wherever. That has its own challenges, but this is very unique because it's like a giant adult Lego kit basically. So no matter how much you plan, there's always something that's going to have to change, something unforeseen. That's half the fun of it, you know, the problem-solving aspect. I was never a math guy, but that kind of aspect of math and a real-life application has been fun for me.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So when can we expect to see your work inside of the gallery?
I'm hoping to be done. It sounds crazy, but I have next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have, and we have a crew of some crazy goons I'm bringing in a good way, in a good way. Anne's like, uh-oh. Sons of Anarchy motorcycle gang rolls in. No. Like my brother and I got all these co-host people and very creative builders and friends of mine who are going to lend their hand. And we have a bunch of students helping as well, which is cool. It tends to actually slow things down a little bit because, you know, it's some of these people haven't built before or ever. But that's kind of the fun of it. And some of these people, honestly, you get from all walks of life. Some of these people will come in, and it'll turn out they're amazingly creative or great artists, or one of them's a cabinet maker. And you bring all these people together, and you end up with something that's far cooler than what you originally had planned.
Yeah.
Every time it works out that way.
So next Sunday, then, is the date to have it built and everything like that, huh? That's going to be amazing.
I guess,
get that done 3 days is what the goal is.
Yeah, I'll stumble out of the front door, you know, looking all haggard and tattered, and I'll give you the thumbs up. It's done, hopefully. Yeah.
This is more than just a build, though. It's actually an art installation, and we also have some of Derek's work. He's a mixed-media artist, and we'll have his work upstairs in the gallery on display as well through First Friday and all through May.
Wow, that's going to be awesome to check all that out.
And Maltee. I don't know how to pronounce her
Maltee
last name.
Maltee Sinanen is our other featured artist this month, along with Paul and Jonathan Fritz. So we're expecting thousands of people downtown. We also have four different tiny house installations. We've got the Jonathan Fritz art gallery being built in the Flying Carpet. We have
We have the
Runaway
one we're building.
Shanty coming.
Carrie Cooper from New Jersey is bringing up a Mongolian gur, aka a yurt, to set up that people can check out. And we may have some other surprise for Anne, but I'm not going to say. Don't worry, it's nothing you have to worry about. She's like, oh God. She's thinking fireworks and no.
That's going to be awesome, though. So, again, First Friday is going on, and we'll be able to check that out. And that's the goal, to have it in there by next weekend. So that's going to be awesome. Make sure to go down there and check that out. And also, we could have checked you out, too, as well, in the Tiny House Builders that premiered on December 14th. And how'd the first season go?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like a mini series so far. We filmed a bunch of episodes, and it's strange. And honestly, like I said, there's certain things I can't talk about just yet. Okay, so it debuted in HGTV. Then for a while, they debuted and tested it on the DIY network. Now there's talk of a tweaked version of something else, and I can't really say right now.
Hush,
it aired about like 9 times or something like that, and it debuted. It's like, oh, come on, HGTV. We went against the NFL for its debut episode were testing its ratings against the Pats versus the Dolphins. I'm like, you're killing me. And we crushed the ratings. We did awesome and beat out all these other home improvement shows, which was very, very cool. Reason to celebrate. So it did really well. We had fun doing it. And it was great to just use their money to buy like weird and senseless, like not senseless, but certain things I wouldn't have plugged into a treehouse or a build or a tiny house because I wouldn't have the budget for it. They're like, oh, we're cutting the checks. I'm like, oh, in that case, I want a glass floor in the treehouse.
I
did. And all these crazy things that, you know, I normally wouldn't have the budget for. And a crew. I don't normally have like a crew of like 5-6 dudes. So it was a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome then. So again, and we can expect, is the second season of that in the
works? Yeah, see, I don't know what's happening from here on out. Like I said, there's a tweaked version of, as a laser scope appears on my forehead from outside the window.
Yeah, I'm looking around for you.
He said too much. No.
So that's awesome though. So we can check that out. Also make sure to check out your blog too as well at www.relaxshacks.com.
Yes, yep.
So we can go to your blog there and check that out as well. And you have a bunch of houses in the gallery too that I was looking at personally, and they're just amazing at what you're able to accomplish and things like that. So that's awesome. So thank you guys for coming in today.
Hey, thank you.
And again, we can check you guys out at the Empty Spaces Project. So we look forward to that in Montero. You guys
Main Street in Putnam.
We got a lot going on there, and this is just adding to it as well. We're happy to have you here, and again, look forward to having the tiny house built inside of the gallery, and then somehow going to have it taken apart as well.
We're going to call you to help with that.
I can do it.
We're calling them out on the air.
That's going to be awesome, though, to have that there as well. So make sure to check that out. The tiny house builder is going to be inside of the gallery there, and the deadline is for next Sunday, too. So it's going to be awesome to have that. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Ann Montero, for coming
Josh.
In today, and thank you, Derek Diedrichsen, for coming in as well.
Thank you.
2:21. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll check your weather as well on WYNY 1350 AM.